let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Life has a crazy way of changing on us. Becoming friends with people who only want to use us, falling in love with someone our parents may not like, having our heart broken, even getting hurt by our own family. Who can we trust with our heart? When can we expect not to be hurt? In Trust, from noted author Elizabeth Holcomb, we are reminded that even in fairy tales, someone gets hurt. You hardly ever meet someone who won't hurt you. It only happens once, and not everyone gets to experience that once-in-a-lifetime kind of love. But if and when you do, it's definitely worth the wait. Trust is the story of a girl who lets her past keep her from trusting and learns not everyone is going to break that trust if you give it. Elizabeth wrote Trust during her senior year of high school. She graduated from Centerville High School, where one of her English teachers helped her complete her story. Now she's 26 with a five-year-old, enjoys reading, spending time with her son, currently lives in Columbus, Ohio. Elizabeth Holcomb, author of Trust, our guest on This Week in America. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here. I'm so excited.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I mentioned that we got to go back and talk about this. You're in high school when you write Trust, and you had a senior year. You had a teacher encourage you. Talk about that. I was going in 20 different directions, and you were able to pull this book together and do it so well. Talk about that experience at that age and the encouragement to write the book.
Well, the 3 years before that were pretty crazy emotional with friends, and I went through some family stuff. So my senior year, I had actually gotten extra credits, so I had open slots, and decided to talk to my teacher, saying, you know, I've had so much happen, and he said, just write it down. Put it in a journal. So I started, and I started writing more of a story about my experiences, and it turned into this novel that more people read it, go, give me the next chapter, give me the next chapter. So I just kept going.
And the result is Trust by Elizabeth Holcomb. She's our guest on the program. You'll find the book at the usual places. I'll direct you to dorrancebookstore.com, and we'll have that link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So when did you decide to take this journal, sort of personal thoughts, I guess you were sharing with friends, and turn it into a book for other people to read, probably relate to, and enjoy as well? What was that process like to turn Trust into an actual book?
Well, I loved reading. So the more books that I read, especially ones that related more to real life situations, I thought about my situation, and I thought about, hey, you know, I have a story that I could tell that people could probably relate to a lot of. So when I started turning it into a story, adding characters based off some people I know, and presented it to that teacher, he said, you've got a real story here, Beth, and I think you should continue with this, and I'll help you. And then once you're finished, we'll look into publishing. I'll help you with that. Because he used to work in a publishing firm, so he helped me discover how to go out and find somebody to publish my book.
I mean, that's amazing, the support that he gave you in writing this book. And you mentioned before all of the emotions that you were going through, as so many of us did as we're going through that period of our lives. Talk about that, but being able to take those and do something positive with those, which is to write the book, in your case, Trust. How much of this is, I don't want to say necessarily autobiographical, but driven some from your experiences?
Pretty much what the main character goes through of discovering that certain parts of her life were a lie. I lived through that. And I was bullied a lot in high school, so feeling kind of shut off, and you kind of have to just keep people away because it's the only way to get through. I kind of did that my senior year. I only kept friends with the people I knew that weren't going to hurt me. I didn't really branch out to make new friends or go to the parties. I kind of kept to myself to keep myself just one more year of high school, and I was out of there. And so that helped influence my writing because I was able to focus on just writing the novel because I wasn't branching out in that experience.
What was it like telling the story? Again, it's not autobiographical, but it's your life, your emotions to a great extent of the book. What was it like going back and reliving those as you were writing the book and laying that out there for other people? Was that difficult, or was it almost therapeutic to go back and to go through those circumstances you went through with a very positive outcome?
Because of the positive outcome and the way that people reacted to my writing, it was actually very therapeutical. A lot of the anger I held on from the life experiences, I was able to just kind of let them go, because when I put it into the writing, all that anger and pent up energy from those experiences were down on paper. It just kind of flowed right out of my body and through my fingers onto the page.
You know, it's interesting. I guess there's nothing better than getting back somebody who bullied you than giving a signed copy of your newly published book. That has to be sort of a retribution there, that look at me, I am a published author, and it's receiving excellent reviews. The book is Trust by Elizabeth Holcomb. That's Holcombe. You'll find it at dorrancebookstore.com. Link on to our website, and you can get directly there to get information on Elizabeth's book. Let's talk about getting the book out there. And you mentioned your teacher, who not only encouraged you to write it, but had some knowledge how to go about publishing it. It's one thing to write it. Now you got the business side of this, where you've got to figure out how you're going to go about getting the book out there where people can read it. Talk about that. How difficult was that process to get the manuscript in the proper place that you could get Trust published?
Well, it was a little difficult at first. I kind of did my research online because by then I had graduated. So I was kind of on my own a little bit in searching the market. I got a few callbacks, but when Dorrance called me, and they were great, they helped answer all my questions before I even started the process. I did start the process about, I want to say, 6 years ago, because it was right before I had my son. I had to take a break from some of their marketing that I needed to get done to actually get it published. But once I was able to get back with them and get started back up on this, they were great. They walked me through everything. They answered my endless questions. So they were really great through this whole process.
You were 17 when you wrote this, 26 now. How does it feel to have it published almost 10 years later and to look back on that whole experience? What's this like now for you?
Well, it's been a long journey. And looking back now, knowing that I wrote this that long ago and it's at the success that it is, I mean, I looked on Amazon yesterday and there's only one book left in stock. So the fact that it's gone viral to the point that people are buying it, they're enjoying it, they're asking me, hey, when's your next one coming out? It feels amazing. And like you said, to have somebody come up and ask for my signature and they had bullied me, I mean, that's like the biggest, hey, look yes, where I am now. And my goal was to get it out before my 10-year reunion for high school, which I accomplished that. So it's really great.
The book is Trust. Elizabeth Holcomb is the author and our guest on the program. Mention your son, 5 years old now. What kind of inspiration is that for? And five, he's now, I'm sure, recognizes what is going on and mom, and that's her book, and not everybody's mom has a book, that type of thing. That's got to be great inspiration for you to have him in your life, but you in his life, the fact that, wow, mom was able to get this book published and she wrote it when she was a senior in high school. That has to be sort of a neat experience for both of you, doesn't it?
It's a very neat experience. He's been through it with me. When I got my book in the mail, the very first published, he was there. I showed it to him. It was exciting. He kind of knew what was going on. He's not reading quite yet. He's reading picture books, but he's understanding that we're going and doing stuff to try and help promote it. So he's very excited for me. I cried happy tears. He's a very loving boy. gave me big hugs, say, "Why are you crying, mommy?" and everything. He's my inspiration all the way around, because if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't have pushed myself to continue with that publishing process. And I really wanted to set an example of, hey, kid, if you have a dream and you work hard, you can succeed at any dream you put your mind to, at any dream you work hard for. So I've done that, and I'm going to keep working hard for him.
Well, that's a perfect example of what you've been able to accomplish with Trust. The book's available at dorancebookstore.com, the usual places. I'll send you there, and we'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The story Trust, I gave a little bit of background of it there, and you were talking about your experiences. Who is the book designed for? Who is reading Trust, do you think? What age group?
The big age group would probably be around my age group, in their late 20s, early 30s, the millennial stage. But honestly, anyone who's ever gone through an issue where they've been unable to trust somebody, or they've doubted themselves, or they've doubted their family member because of an issue, or had any type of family issues that it felt almost like it disconnected your family, but you're able to patch it back up. This book is for you. This book is, it's not very long, but it's the perfect read to just get you in with your heart and make you realize the things that you need to appreciate in life.
And I understand you've had people read it that said, "I'm not a big reader, but I couldn't put the book down. I read chapter after chapter." So it resonates with a broad audience, doesn't it?
It does. I've had several people that go, "Beth, I'm not a reader. Like, I will buy the book. I will support you." And then they picked it up. They couldn't put it down. Like, okay, so when are you making your next one? When are you writing your next one?
Well, that's interesting. They're going to support you, make a donation, and suddenly they find, hey, she's pretty good. I enjoy reading this book. It's interesting the reactions you get. With us is Elizabeth Holcomb. The book is Trust. It's available at dorancebookstore.com. Mentioning that, when are you going to write the next one? Let me ask that. When are you going to write the next one?
So right now, during this lovely quarantine we're in, I am working on my next novel. It is called Invisible. It's going to be about a girl who feels invisible, and finally somebody sees her. And she doesn't know how to react to that. She doesn't know how she's supposed to feel about that, because she's had these standards for herself of not being seen.
And that'll be coming out. How are you coming on that? You've got some time, unfortunately, now that you can sort of focus on that. When do you think that book will be available?
My goal is to have it written by Thanksgiving, maybe before then with this quarantine, if I'm able to focus on it some more. So hopefully maybe before the kids go back to school in the fall, that is, yes. Not if they go back now. And then I will be working probably with Dorrance again, and hopefully it'll be out by next summer, if not before next Christmas.
That is fantastic. The second book by our author on today's program, Elizabeth Holcomb. What would you say to aspiring writers, people like yourself? And boy, it's such an incredible story how this all happened. It wasn't like you set out to be, "I'm going to be a published author someday," and you followed some career path that you had charted out. It just sort of happened. For aspiring writers, especially those intimidated by the process, what advice would you give them?
The best advice that was ever given to me was, write what you know. There might be a story hidden inside. And as I said, it's therapeutical to write down what you want, even if that means you have to get a ghostwriter to help you. To be able to write down everything you're feeling and past things that have haunted you that you didn't even realize, a story is waiting there for you.
What is your hope for Trust, that people, the takeaway after reading Trust? And it's really well done. It's a very entertaining read. It holds your attention, but there's a message there as well. What do you hope the takeaway is from a reader?
My hope is that people who have gone through lots of relationships that feel that there's nobody out there for them, that they don't give up on love, and that just because somebody in your past has hurt you, broken your trust, cheated, or even used you, that not everyone is going to be like that. That there are people out there that are going to love you for you, that you yourself are inspiring, and that to be able to open yourself to love is to love yourself. So once you're able to do that, you're able to open up your world and nobody will be able to hurt you. You got to love yourself, and then you'll find somebody who loves you just as much.
I mentioned DorransBookstore.com, a great place to find the book. It's available online at other places as well. Talk about bookstores. I'm not sure the business end of that, getting it in a bookstore. And do you have a favorite bookstore, one of those you walk in and you could come out 2 days later after losing track of time looking through all the books there?
My personal favorite is Books and Company. I'll go there and I would spend hundreds of dollars, especially in high school. I spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I surprised my mom, helped support my book addiction. Right where I'm at right now, where I'm living in Columbus, Ohio, there is a great bookstore, a little nook in the cranny type bookstore.
Yes.
It's called Gramercy Books. And they actually have my book on the shelf. I gave them some signed copies. And they have this great service of order online, and you're able to do a drive pickup, kind of like a drive through during the quarantine.
Yes, so yes.
Feed the book the second they've got it. Barnes and Nobles, you're able to order it through their online. And hopefully after this quarantine, I can get a book signing set up through hopefully Books and Company, fingers crossed, or Barnes and Nobles.
That would be great. I hope that works out. So much success in so little time here. I mean, it's just amazing. You've written the book, you get it out there. I say little time. It's taken a long time to get to this point, but it's out there and the response is coming in. And it's just fantastic, the job that Elizabeth has done. Elizabeth Holcombe, that's HOLCOMBE. The book is Trust. It's available DorransBookstore.com, all of the places that Elizabeth mentioned, especially if you're in Columbus, stop by the bookstore there. I love the little bookstores, and there we see a picture of it. We've got it up on the screen. She's got just happens to have a copy there as we're talking. The book's available, Doran's Bookstore. Grab a copy. Say, if you're in Columbus, stop by the bookstore there and pick one up. You might even get an autographed copy. Elizabeth, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Trust. Anxious to hear how you're coming with the new book, and we'll have you back to talk about that. But thank you for spending some time with us right now. Use your time wisely here in the coming weeks to get the book done. Stay safe, stay healthy, you and your son. And thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate this entire experience with you.
Well, it's been fun, and I'm enjoying the excitement you have and the passion for writing, the success you've had with Trust. Elizabeth Holcombe, the book's available at DorransBookstore.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.